the ocean of dua.
أسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear listeners, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Rarsi, and we're gonna be with you with another edition of the Ocean of Dua. In this version of the program, inshallah, we will discuss the true meaning of prayer and dua, the value of prayer, ways of reaching the Almighty Allah, acceptance, and also benefits of dua. So stay with us. Dear listeners, as you have been previously with us, the subject under discussion was the mode of prayer in the Holy Quran. We concluded that there are three different modes of praying in the Holy Quran, the third type of which is praying of all for the all. And the noteworthy point in this is that each of the people who are praying to the Almighty Allah grant themselves the right to be a messenger to Allah on behalf of the others without others' permission. But in fact, in real life, they try to separate themselves from the others. But such a kind of representation in prayer is seen in the most wonderful type. Since Allah the Exalted accepts such a representation of all on behalf of the all and does not reject it. And in fact, this is all we need. This suffices to show the value of supplication during the prayers, daily prayers that we recite, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. And in this mode of prayer, the supplicant does not raise his call to Allah as an individual. He is representing all. Rather, he is stretching toward Allah the hands of all believers, all of their calls and all of their cries. He is representing all of them before Allah, while Allah accepts from him such a representation. In fact, this is the only case, maybe, that the person didn't actually ask for the permission of the others, yet Allah accepts his representation. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب النار. On the other hand, the believers themselves have given consent to that kind of representation of each of them on behalf of the other. Therefore, this kind of representation, which is the representation of an individual, is not a mere claim from him before Allah. Rather, it is a real kind of representation which is accepted by Allah and also by those whom the individual is representing in prayer. So, it is an acceptable form of representation approved by the Sharia, and that is why Allah has ordered us to have more of these kinds of representations, or actually prayings in general, to be closer to the Almighty Allah's mercy station. Every prayer in this state holds the strength of a collective prayer. So when any of us prays before Allah and says, "Guide us on the right path," then it is as if this prayer has been raised to Allah by all of the mu'mineen. This prayer, with such a level of strength and efficiency, is raised daily by every Muslim who stands before Allah in prayers and supplicates for all on behalf of all. Every day, the Muslims raise this cry to Allah. and not just once, tens of times, a cry which has endless strength in invoking Allah's mercy and affection. And that is why we say that the Almighty Allah is really close to accepting this kind of praying, and this kind of representation is approved by our religion and Sharia.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good, about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever.
The ocean of dua.
Yet, the most beautiful thing in this type of prayer is the fact that it is Allah the Exalted Himself who has invited us to raise to Him such a cry every day, tens of times. He is the one who has taught us to ask Him for guidance and pray for the guidance of all. He is the one who taught us to represent the rest in this kind of prayer, and He is the one who is going to accept our representation of the others. So, since He is the only one who has taught us, ordered us, promised to accept, is it possible that He wouldn't accept and answer our prayer? Of course, never. Since you may remember previously we concluded that the Almighty Allah wouldn't reject it completely, or He wouldn't answer part of it or reject part of it, but He would answer the whole of this kind of praying. And that is why we have enormous emphasis in Islamic traditions on this specific kind of praying. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. We ask again from the Almighty Allah at this moment to guide us on the right path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah.
to you.